Back home, two people have died following a house fire in Connemara. Emergency services were alerted to the fire in Cosla shortly after 6 a.m. Our Western correspondent Pat McGrath is in Connemara. Pat, what's known about what happened?
Well, the house where this tragedy occurred is located in the townland of Glenochmurrin at the end of a narrow boreen, Rachel, off the R372. Now, the remote location means access to and from the property is quite difficult in the first instance and has also been limited to fire service and Garda vehicles for much of the morning. Three units of the County Galway Fire Service were deployed to tackle the blaze at around 6:20 this morning, with personnel from Mancarrurua and Galway City involved in bringing the situation under control. And when they entered the detached bungalow, firefighters found two people. They were the only occupants of the house, but due to the nature and extent of the injuries they'd sustained, both were pronounced dead at the scene. It's understood the fire took hold and caused extensive damage to the building. The remains of the deceased, a man and a woman, were taken from the house shortly after 10 o'clock. They've been taken to University Hospital Galway, where post-mortem examinations are due to be carried out later.
What can you tell us, Pat, if anything, at this stage about the two people who were killed?
Well, they've yet to be formally identified, but it's understood the dead woman was in her late 70s and originally from the United States. It's thought the deceased male was in his 30s. Now, Gardaí and fire service personnel have been conducting a preliminary examination of the house in an effort to establish the exact cause of the fire. Detectives are saying that the eventual course of their investigations will be determined by those post-mortem examinations and the results of a more detailed forensic examination of the scene. But at this stage, it's understood that foul play is not suspected.
Pat, thanks indeed. That was our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.